The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi Clubbers, in the spirit of self-care, we're on our summer holidays, so today we're bringing you one of our classic shows to enjoy.
We will be back in September with some brand new practices and fantastic shows. Have a great summer and enjoy some of our back catalogue.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we're back in the studio to explore more of the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, emails from our wonderful listeners, and the Self-Care Book Club.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club. Wellness, road tested, the Epilogue Show.
Hi, welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we're taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of perineal or butthole sunning.
Sunscreen is not required, and all you really need is 30 seconds of sun exposure. The ideal hours of the day to do this are between 9 to 7 a.m. Now,
7 to 9 a.m. even.
All that.
She was very non-judgmental about it, and then I just thought,
it's the generation.
Yeah, I thought, thank God they're more open, because if my boyfriend's mother had told me that she was sunning her bum hole for a podcast, I think I'd have a problem with that.
Yeah, you know what, I think I would too. I'd be like,
who the fuck am I dating,
going out,
where
with?
Has he come from, and what sort of parents are these?
Yeah. Oh, this show's got very weird at times. So come on, any studies, anything to back up this ridiculous practice?
Okay, I have no studies or scientific evidence.
Shocker.
But, Nicole, I messaged my friend Ra of Earth. I messaged him. I DM'd him.
Ra of Earth. I did have a whole stalk on his Instagram page.
I know.
It's quite fascinating.
Because didn't we say last week that perhaps, I think I said it wasn't the name his parents blessed him with. It was probably something like Simon. And I was a little bit fascinated.
Maybe Raymond.
By Ra. So he actually replied.
He didn't.
He did.
He did. What did you say?
Okay, I'm going to read you the messages. Okay. I said, hi, Ra. My name's Lauren. I host a podcast about self-care. This week, we tested out perineal sunning. We'd love to know in what way you feel it balances hormones, because we did ask that question on the show. You said, well, how could you quantify that it balances your hormones? And how can you separate this practice as having particular health benefits when presumably you're also doing other stuff? In other words, how can you isolate this practice as giving self-care benefits? Thank you. And this is his reply. To answer this question, one would have to relearn what light is, then also what the function of skin is, and then also what melanin in the skin is, then follow the melanin in skin, hair, and eyes to the brain, and specifically the pituitary and pineal gland. Then it's pretty simple to make an analysis that having all of our solar cells in the sun is pretty important to our being. In Taoism, the perineum is a very important gate, as well as in yogic sciences. There is nothing weird about being in the sun naked. The question is, why are we forced to cover up?
Well, it's just common decency.
Well, I replied to Ra and I said, well, skin cancer would be my obvious thought. Modesty the second. P.S. What is the origin of your name?
Like completely ignoring everything else he said.
He replied.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I would invite you to be super present when you're basing your decisions on fear, especially when it's obvious. There's probably some background unconscious programming running the show in your mind.
Is he talking about your skin cancer
about the
comment?
Cancer, yeah.
Well, hold on.
I'd say it's pretty real.
We have been taught that if you sit in the sun unprotected, that is very very dangerous for your skin.
Yeah. He's saying the video you probably saw to get this going, in the video that you saw to get this going, I recommended 30 seconds. Skin cancer is absolutely not a problem with 30 seconds, but everyone is tied to the sun being a cause of cancer.
Because it is.
So it's the first thing that pops into everyone's mind because they aren't present, observing how the fear has taken over the situation. And then all of a sudden the fear has blinded the experience. I also speak out about not overcharging oneself in the sun. Okay, then he told me about his name.
Hold on. He's saying that people are in fear of going in the sun unprotected.
Yeah,
it's just fear.
Yeah, it's
but
just
if
fear.
You get really present,
yeah,
then the fear won't take over. Sometimes fear can be really, really helpful.
Because it's a sign.
Well, like, you know, when your kid is about to put their hand in an open flame, that is fear, and that keeps them safe. I would say that fear in this respect is probably a good thing.
Now, come on, please guess. What do you think?
I said Raymond.
Okay. Close. You're really close.
Well, it's just the Ra bit.
I was born Ronald. Went by Ronnie my whole life.
Ronnie.
Then switched back to Ronald when I grew out of it and it didn't feel right. I got assigned a spiritual name, Ravi Chanda. Ravi means essence of the sun. Chanda means moon. Ravi also didn't feel right after introducing myself for 6 months. Ra was the first part of all of
Hold
my
on.
Names.
He means for 6 months he would go and anytime he would
Ravi.
Meet someone,
so
he would say,
Ravi.
Hi, my name's Ravi Chanda.
Yeah, then it didn't feel right to him. So Ra was the first part of all of my names, so I shortened it to that, and here we are, a name that is in full resonance with my current state of being.
I wonder what your and my name would be if we are in our current state of resonance and being.
I have chosen my name.
Well, before we get onto that, I've actually found a quiz.
What?
Yes, of how to find your spiritual name.
You haven't?
I have, because I was thinking about Ra but ever since we recorded the show.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any of those messages, but I just didn't know how one would find their spiritual name.
Can I tell you the one I feel like I've picked for myself?
Go on.
La of Laundry Room. Do you like it?
Your higher self is not meant to be in the laundry room.
I feel
room.
Like it sums up my life.
La of Laundry Room.
Yes.
I also picked one.
Go on. What is it?
Wrote it down. I can't remember what it is now. Did I write it down?
Did you? Isn't it just sitting in your spiritual being?
And I thought to myself, write it down because you'll forget. And I thought, no, I won't forget because it's my spiritual name and I have chosen it.
Yeah.
It was something like feminine warrior of truth.
Okay, that's a little bit more serious.
No, sorry. It was queen warrior of truth.
Oh.
Because I just thought
Gosh.
Warrior wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Queen is just
too much.
Obviously, I'm... No.
And also not enough.
So I needed the two together. So everyone knows I'm the queen of warriors.
I think your name's a little bit better than mine.
Do you think it's a little egotistical?
Possibly.
Slightly. Queen warrior of truth. Because
okay, nice.
Truth is something that is so important to me, that we live in truth to ourselves and to everyone else.
But laundry is something that's really important to me.
Should we do the quiz?
Come on.
Okay.
I love your quizzes.
I've actually done this quiz.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
This quiz, you can see what your name really is. All the names on here are ambiguous, so it doesn't matter if you are male or female. Please check the awesomeness that is this quiz. This is gotoquiz.com.
Okay.
Yeah. So what is your name? What does that mean? Why am I taking this quiz? Why am I asking myself all these questions? It's making my brain hurt. So here we go. That's what it said at the beginning. What is your age? 41 to 50 years old. Let's do that. What is your gender? Female. Right, I could have done this probably for you. What is your favorite color? Neon, blues, teals, or any ocean color, purple and indigo or dusk, red, orange, yellows, silver, white, black, or...
Ocean colours.
Okay. What do you like to eat better? Healthy food or junk food?
Healthy food.
How strong are you? Very. Kisses her bicep. Pretty strong. Or weak?
Pretty strong.
Pretty strong. What kind of person do you think you are? Friendly, easygoing, strong and nice, strong and noble?
What? I'm going to say friendly.
I think I said friendly. Would you rather eat, sleep, run, or what?
Eat.
I struggled with that one.
Definitely not run. That's not a problem.
Well, I don't like to run, but I just thought, okay, I'm going to use that as active.
Eating's more fun than sleeping. I like sleeping too.
I like all of them. Mm. Not running. You see someone walking through a big city and he doesn't know where they are going, obviously. You walk over to them and point them in the right direction. You come up to them and become friends right away. You smile and start flirting with them, hoping to get a date, or you don't know.
I'm sorry, those are all different options. I thought it was a story.
I said A. Okay, what is your favourite? 13579, B, 2468, C, 1922, D.
B.
I haven't finished.
I'm telling you B because 6 is my favourite number. So that's it. 2468, B.
Don't you want to know the rest?
No.
Okay.
That's my favourite.
Okay. Do you like girls or guys? Options A, I am a guy, so girl. I am a girl, so guy. I am bisexual. I am lesbian. I am gay.
I like men.
Okay. I'm a girl, so guy.
That's the one.
Okay, almost done. How wise do you think you are? A, if you mean smart, I am very. B, yes. Wait, what? C, I am kind of. D, I have an old soul.
I'm just going to go with A.
Okay. Last question.
Yeah.
How much do you like this quiz? I love it. B, I like it. C, meh. E, no. D, hate it.
I'm going with a meh.
Yeah, I would say that's good. Right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
For your spiritual... Oh my God, this is such a ripoff.
What?
Your spiritual name is the same name as mine.
What is it?
And we had different answers.
So what's our spiritual...
Dakota.
No.
This name...
No.
Law of Laundry Room is better.
It's so much better.
Don't you want to know the meaning?
Go on.
This name is not either a boy or a girl's name. It can be used as both. Dakota means friend. This means that you are very nice and never become very down or sad. I don't think this is a very specific...
I don't think it's a very scientific quiz.
And I don't think Ra of Earth used it.
Ra of Earth definitely didn't use it.
Right. I would like to know if you've tried this practice again. Should we get on with that?
Well, what I'd like to know is, have you done the practice at all?
I have a voice note.
I'm very excited.
You know, listen to the voice note.
Okay.
Okay, it's the only opportunity I'm going to have to do it this week, so I'm going to do it. The house is asleep. It's Saturday morning. It's not even sunny, but I'm going to do it because I cannot. I have been riddled with guilt that I have not tried this practice, so it's now or never. Okay, the floor is cold. I'm actually doing it. My legs are up. I'm doing it. Now, I don't have to say that there was a practice I didn't try. I feel like an absolute twat.
And then the dog came and sniffed what was going on. And that was the end of that. So I've done it.
And?
I mean, it was cold.
Right.
It gave my bottom a nice airing, which it's never had.
Yes.
And that felt quite nice.
Okay. Did you manage, was there any sun?
There wasn't any sun. And I didn't notice my hormones in better shape.
You basically just aired your butt. You didn't actually sun it.
As I said.
You just stuck it in the air.
I did.
I'm just going to put my bare bum in the air so that I can say I've done that, but I'm not actually doing the practice because there's no sun to shine up it.
Listen, in London and in my house, the two of having a quiet, private moment and the sunshine, they didn't gel together. If that had happened during the week that we were trying it, I would have done it.
Okay.
But it poured with rain.
Thank you for giving it, you know, a go.
Can we at least say that I tried it?
You did try it.
Because it was sitting very, very badly with me that I hadn't done it.
But you haven't had the actual benefit of that, of the beautiful rays of sun penetrating your bum hole.
But we'd already asked you and you said
that
it didn't make a blind bit of difference.
It hasn't made a blind bit of difference. I also asked our listeners what they thought of the practice, if they thought that we should do it or not do it, or how they felt about it. It was a hung jury.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a 51-49.
That's not a hung jury.
Well, I mean, you know, it was like it's not a hung one listener in it. It was so, it was split.
It's not a hung jury.
Officially.
You don't need to, don't roll your eyes.
Oh my God.
It's like being at home with my husband, the actual lawyer.
No, not a hung jury. That's not what that is. That's something else. There was 1% in it. So
that's true.
That means there's a majority.
Well, the majority.
That wouldn't have fly in like,
in,
you
in
know.
In a courtroom, in an actual courtroom.
In an actual courtroom, no, or an election.
No. If there was an actual court case about the benefits of perineal sunning.
There could be.
I'd want to be in that room.
There could be. You know, if someone's following Ra's suggestion or somebody else's suggestion, they yeah. burn their butthole so badly, they could sue. I mean, it could happen.
I mean, it could. So there was 1% in favour of this practice.
In favour of us doing
it? Of us doing it,
But not them?
Not them, no.
Of course they want us to do it. It makes a good show.
Yeah. Has anyone you spoke to on Instagram tried this? Would they try this? What are their thoughts and feelings?
I haven't asked anyone on Instagram.
Oh, you haven't asked? Oh.
I thought you were doing that.
No.
Excellent.
So you've come prepared. I did. You're absolutely right. I totally did do it. They said a variety of things. Katya said, no.
What is
no way. I asked. I asked our listeners. I put a photo up of Ra of Earth's followers, the three chaps sunning their butts in the air. And I said, this is perineal sunning. Obviously, we're going to try it. What do you think, gang? The options were yes, go for it, or no way.
And that was the hung jury bit, but it wasn't a hung jury.
No, I asked, should we try it? And that was the hung jury bit.
All right.
Katya said, no way. This does not feel safe. I don't like my private area exposed to the sun. Or would you use sun lotion before?
Yes, we have discussed that, haven't we?
Yeah.
And also, Ra would say, Katya, that is just fear talking.
Yeah, that's just fear.
I say that's common sense.
Leanne said, where would you even do this without getting arrested?
Thank you, Leanne. That was my problem.
Lynn said, I've only heard about this from you two on a previous show. I would do it never and never. Looking forward to your review. Someone else replied, just no, no, no. Amber said, nope, never heard of it.
So I would say that's pretty unanimous.
Someone else replied, look, I'm all about self-care, but seriously, we have to draw the line somewhere.
Who was that? Because I agree
that
with them.
It was Amsterdammer.
Amsterdammer, I completely agree.
Rachel said, no, but I cannot wait for this podcast episode.
There you go. So basically, no one wants us to do it. No one thinks it's a good idea that we should do it.
But we did it anyway.
But I think people are curious.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will never, ever, ever do it again. Would you?
I might.
What for?
Shits and giggles.
Okay. If you're really bored.
That is our butthole sunning week in full, in its full glory.
It was in full glory.
It was in.
Yeah, my dog even got to have a little sniff. Because dogs like sniffing.
Well,
you know
I had to stop because Barker was getting overly invested in the practice.
They're like, oh, there's a bottle.
Oh,
I haven't
bum.
Sniffed.
I don't know that one. Never sniffed that one before.
Oh, it was gross. It was so gross. We really bonded, but not in a good way.
Listen, there are ways of bonding with your dog, and that's not.
No,
that's
it's not appropriate.
It's very inappropriate. But listeners, please keep your messages coming in to tell us your thoughts and experiences on our week's practices and any practices you'd like us to try that don't involve our bums.
Yes. Or vaginas.
No. You can email us if you like. Hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk or find us on Instagram at selfcareclubpod.
We're going to take a short break and we'll be back after that with our wellness newsflash.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/selfcareclub.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/selfcareclub, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/selfcareclub.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Wellness News Flash.
What have you got for us this week, Lauren? Mishkon?
It's quite sweet.
Oh, is it? We've got a sweet one.
It's sweet. Headline is, meditating farmer John Butler is best in his field.
Oh.
He has a beard, a tricycle, and a voice so soothing it brings calm to all who hear it. John Butler, an 84-year-old retired farmer, has become a YouTube sensation after his videos on meditation and spirituality launched on YouTube. A few years ago, he barely knew what the internet was. Butler, whose channel has 125,000 subscribers, has been interested in meditation almost all his adult life, but few people had heard of him until 4 years ago when he gave an interview on a channel called Conscious TV. This is not a channel I know, and I watch all the channels. With the help of
Conscious TV, it's not really up your street.
No, it's not. With the help of a friend who was a cameraman, he started to make his own films and put them on YouTube under the name Spiritual Unfoldment. He offers his thoughts on spirituality, space, and peace, and when asked, farming. Now, his most popular film, A Common Sense Guide to Meditation, has been watched more than a million times.
Oh my goodness.
The pandemic has made him even more of a star as people whose anxiety has increased because of lockdown have found solace in Butler's soft but strangely reassuring voice. He owes part of his fame to his popularity among people who have ASMR, a practice that we did a while ago.
Really?
Yep. They love it. Butler has taken fame in his stride. I think if I was a younger man, I would have been more excited, he told the BBC. But I'd never heard of YouTube. I hardly knew what the internet was. He sounds like me.
You have heard of the internet.
I have heard of the internet. So many people have this problem.
I mean, you did mess up the poll just now, but that's okay. That's okay. We both bring strength.
It was my first. It's my first poll.
Yeah.
So many people have this problem with
an
agitated mind and a restless mind. And because one instinctively seeks for some sort of balance, people look for rest or peace. Most of my life, I've just felt a bit of a misfit in this world.
Oh, and I felt sad.
Most people weren't interested in me, but I'm quietly glad to share what I love.
At 84, that 84. Scene.
So he.
That's very sweet.
He learnt meditation in Peru when he was 26. He said, something very important happened to me. Things had gone a bit wrong. And one day I was sitting on a mountainside when a voice seemed to say, to make whole, be whole. So he came home, found a school of meditation in London and practiced. And these are his words of wisdom. This is why I picked the article, because I just thought you would like his words of wisdom. Are you ready?
Ready.
Feel your feet on the ground.
Ooh.
Listen and look.
That's very us.
He's into grounding. Okay. In order to be what we are, we have to come out of what we are not.
Love that.
You like that one?
I love that. Repeat it for everybody. It's so powerful.
In order to be what we are, we have to come out of what we are not.
Love it.
Okay, I liked this one. What is it like when a carrot is pulled from the ground? The ground is left behind and the carrot is lifted into another realm. All the teaching is left behind.
So don't get it.
Just like it.
I don't get it.
Really like it.
What does it mean?
I don't know. Just like it.
Hold on. it doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm sure it does make sense. The ground is left behind and the carrot is lifted into another realm.
All the teaching
is left
behind.
Why is all the teaching in the soil?
In the soil. Does he mean it's left in the soil?
Because that's where it's growing.
Yeah. Where all the wisdom is.
I am just a quiet old man of regular habits going up and down the hill to church each day, sitting on a bench when the weather is warm. I don't speak much. Adventures are inside.
Oh, he's lovely.
I think I love him a bit. Asked on his recent 84th birthday, what is a life well lived? He said he would not change a thing. Everything, even the bad things, are part of the wonderful schooling we go through in this life.
Beautiful. Isn't that lovely?
So I feel like if you're feeling a little stressed or anxious, have a little Google of John Butler.
John Butler on YouTube.
On YouTube.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Pleasure.
What are you doing for your own self-care this week, Lauren?
Well, I've booked a little overnight stay in Brighton.
Ooh.
With my 8-year-old.
Ooh.
Oh.
Aren't you going away with your husband too, aren't you?
I'm going away with my husband tomorrow for 2 nights to a hotel. That's our little summer holiday together.
Well, that's a lovely bit of self-care, isn't it?
Beautiful. Well, there'll be a lot of self-care going on. And then the following week, me and Josh are going to Brighton.
Oh.
For a little change of scene and to enjoy some old-fashioned pleasures like paddling. And I'm going to get him his first stick of rock. I know it's not very healthy, but you've got to have a stick of rock from Brighton.
Got to. My kids, we were talking about this the other day because Adam's sent to Southend for the day.
Yeah.
And I said, come back with some rock. They were like, what's rock?
That's what Josh said. I don't know what it is. I said, oh, you're going to like it.
I know. It's sad, isn't it?
I think because we're not going away. So I think it will be really nice to have change of scene,
be important. By
the seaside, have some special time together.
Well, that's why we've done this mini series, isn't it?
Exactly.
So that we can bring a little bit of joy and summer to your ears in case you don't, if you're not able to get on a flight.
And the weather's perking up. So I think it's taken its time.
Hasn't it just?
It's been a long time coming, but it's going to be good. What are you doing for yourself?
We have actually booked a holiday.
An actual holiday?
We are actually going on a plane.
Whoa.
So the booking it wasn't self-care because that took 3 days of real aggro. But we are going to Greece. We are all on our knees, especially my husband. And we just need to plonk me by a pool, plonk me on a beach and pick me up in 10 days.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Proper self-care. And I've been
doing a lot of resting.
Oh, after a week of rest.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah.
I really rested.
Oh God, I cleaned the whole garden on Sunday.
Well, La of Laundry might need to update her name.
Girl of garden.
Shit of shed.
I find resting quite boring, but I know it's good for me.
It's very good for you.
But I was getting a bit frustrated.
Can I give you a podcast recommendation of the week?
Yes.
Okay, it's called This Is Actually Happening. That's the name of the podcast. And it is a collection of quite extreme, mainly horrendous real life experiences as told by the people who it happened to. It is not up your street, but it is
like dark.
It's full on.
Is it dark?
It's pretty dark, yeah. Oh, it's really dark. People who were nearly murdered, people who were kidnapped, people who, I mean.
Is it about them getting back on their feet after
it? It's about the experience of what, obviously they're all alive to tell the tale. Because they're telling it themselves.
That's not the sort of thing I want in my ears.
Yeah, but
it's
quite fascinating.
No, I'm sure it is really fascinating.
Yeah,
but
it's not uplifting, but it is really gripping.
Well, can I give you what I'm listening to, which is so uplifting?
Yeah.
Which is Rich Roll.
I don't know this Rich Roll.
Oh, I'm obsessed with him.
I think about, when you say his name, I think about Richie Rich, the Macaulay Culkin character from the film.
He's
not that.
Ultra endurance athlete.
Yeah.
Plant-based.
Yeah.
And he talks to all other, he's very big in the plant-based community, but his whole podcast is not just about that.
Mm.
It's all about feeling good and strong mindsets and strong bodies. And it's so up my street. And he is just the most humble human being I've ever listened to. And I adore his podcast. Each podcast is around about 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
They're more like audiobooks.
Okay.
So sometimes it takes me a couple of days to get through them.
Yeah.
Which is a bit annoying.
Yeah.
But it's brilliant. Can't recommend him enough.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. What have we got coming up on next week's show?
Well, it is our final part of our 3-part self-care club summer staycation summer specials. And
but you can't say that when you're drunk.
Right when we are bang in the middle of Love Island.
Yeah.
We are going with a week of body positivity.
We are.
Because it's a one for the summer.
It's a one for the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a one for always.
It's a big topic.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
We'll be back next week. Thank you so much for listening.
If you've got anything that you'd like to share with us, email us hello@selfcareclub.co.uk or come find us on Instagram at selfcareclubpod. I would say go and sun your butthole, but actually I don't think you should. I think it's okay to be in fear of that.
Stay safe and stay clothed.
Yeah, and stay closed, I thought you were going to say.
Closed and clothed.
See you next week.
Bye.
This was a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.